Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Happy New Year and a message from Her Majesty the Queen.
We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again. But for now, I send my thanks and warmest good wishes to you all.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Well, the talk in royal circles continues to be about Harry and Meghan's new podcast. The Daily Mail caught our attention with their headline, "What Would Granny Say? Prince Harry drops Queen's RP accent for slurring estuary English and adopts a newly seductive delivery in his 2020 holiday special," Spotify podcast with Meghan Markle, behavior expert, claims. Well, let's see what all the fuss is about. Prince Harry has dropped the Queen's English accent in favor of a more slurring mid-estuary twang in his new podcast with wife Meghan Markle, a British behavior expert has claimed. Their debut show, as part of the £30 million, $40 million deal with the streaming giant, is a holiday special, with the couple entering a whole new world of branding as a double act, according to Judy James, that behavior expert, and she points out that Harry pronounced the year as 2020 without the second T. James says of the accent, "It's pretty much everything mid-Atlantic, mid-London, and mid-estuary English." Describing the podcast as our 2020 holiday special, Harry drops the second T in 20 in a verbal slurring that sounds either American or South London, although the holiday special wording probably places it in the US. He says they wanna honor rather than want to, and he pronounces the word look more like luck, both of which would probably sound right in the Queen Vic in EastEnders, although his meaningful Our Connections appears to have more of a US twang. The Mail mentions Judy added that there's something newly seductive about Harry's delivery at some points, suggesting the flirting with Meghan during their podcast trailer might have brought out his sexier side. His "I'm Harry" is full of naive bounce and enthusiasm, but after Meghan purrs and "I'm Meghan" in a deeper, richer tone, Harry responds by saying, "We're glad you're here," in a much more of a low purr himself, she went on. To match his super professional wife, Harry has changed his pace as well as his tone. He normally takes a more leisurely style of delivery with a few thoughtful pauses and verbal fillers, like most of the Windsor men, but here he has upped his pace to deliver crisper messages with no faltering or hesitation. In doing so, he loses much of his authenticity and suggestion of speaking straight from his thoughts rather than a script. There is nothing natural about these clipped and scripted sentiments, although the performer's skills have clearly been worked on. Harry isn't just chatting here. He's presenting from a tightly timed and choreographed script, and instead of the relaxed handovers to Meghan, he is making timed cut-ins, sometimes just throwing in two words between her words in the style you would normally hear from professional media double acts. So far, we have seen Harry marketed as a bit of a royal male on the loose, a tentative speaker who projected his personal brand of charm and charisma by looking and sounding like a keen amateur rather than a polished professional. Marie Claire has recapped an anecdote about James Corden hosting an impromptu dance-off between Harry, his brother Prince William, and his dad Prince Charles. A source said, "James Corden did his best to entertain and it went down an absolute treat. He even compared a dance-off between Harry, Charles, and William. Everyone was laughing because it was something no one expected," the source added. "Meghan and her mum also joined in, then everyone danced, which really kicked off the party." And what's this? Beer pong at a royal wedding? The source says, "Serena Williams played beer pong like it was tennis." One royal to keep an eye on in 2021, or 2021, is Sophie. Royal expert Phil Dampier tells The Express, "I think Sophie was always willing to take a bigger role, but she was overshadowed by more senior royals." Sophie has a more reserved style. Peregrine Armstrong Jones of Bentley's Entertainment, is that British sounding enough, told People magazine, "There's no fanfare. These are private visits done in her private time when she leaves our kitchens. She generally then goes on to do more projects in different hospitals." A friend added, "She was brought up by her parents and there was going to be no free ride in her family. She wasn't born to be the oldest daughter of a duke and duchess and find a marvelous marriage and polish her tiaras." And a shout out to listener Johanna3, who posted a nice review on Apple Podcasts, calling Palace Intrigue a fun podcast for Crown fans. Johanna writes, I like your dry style and that you quote Republic/Graham Smith rather than keeping it one-sided. Fun and entertaining for American fans of the Crown to get royal gossip without the usual sycophantism. Thank you, Johanna. And Happy New Year to you all and all our listeners, both new and a long time. You can follow the show on Spotify or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.